say. Mm-hmm. Praise God. In the as we look in the New Testament, we see the early saints. As they began to move in the power and the spirit of God, you know, we read about it, we talk about it, we do this. But God was showing me our time. And oh boy, you're thinking what you're reading about Peter was really, you know, he could just get out there and they tell, hey, put grandpa out there, put somebody out there. Because Peter, he walks down through here every day at the same time. Put grandpa out there because he's sick. And his shadow would get him well. But people of God, I want to encourage y'all. We got a lot to look.
Yes.
I mean, just ask the Holy Spirit to show you things to come.
Amen.
Things to come are future things.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're so living in the now, you know. But Jesus said it this way. He said, for that was set before me, I endured the cross. Not for what he was experiencing right now.
Yes.
But he said, for the joy that was set before me, that's what made me keep going through the cross. Because I knew the Holy Spirit had showed him. He knew what the cross was going to do. But we know the devil said, if I had known,
yes,
I wouldn't have crucified him.
Right.
But we have not got to just live the moment. We have got to ask him, Lord, what? Show me, Holy Spirit, what you have out there. Show me what's to come. We got to ask the Holy Spirit that, because he's got so much coming. And we've got to come in alignment with it and agree and call it here. Call it here. Get in with the Holy Spirit and call it here. You know, that's what Daniel did. He went to reading through the Word. He said, the Word said we're supposed to be this, our 70 years. He said, wait a minute, let me get to calling something here.
Yes.
21 days. He stayed with it. Because he saw the future. He saw what the future. He looked so far down into our future that God had to tell him, now seal this up, because this is not for your days. This is for the day way on down there.
Yeah.
It says the prophet, they looked into our time.
Right.
Isaiah looked into our time. He said unto us, just like he was going to be a part of it. It was so real to him. He said, unto us, a child is born, a son is given. And the government was going to be where? On his shoulder. Some people are still looking for that to happen. That happened through the cross. He brought government through the cross. It was on his shoulders when he brought the cross in. Because if he had just saved me from my sins and did not give me back dominion, I would be most miserable in this life if I couldn't take dominion over my enemy. If he had not put government back in place. If he had not made me an ambassador. I would be most miserable. Government came on his shoulders. One minister said, see that, well-known minister, said the government on his shoulder, that hadn't happened. They're waiting until he come back to reign and rule. He's reigning and ruling through us.
Right.
True enough, he's going to sit on the throne. True enough, he's going to reign and rule. But we're the body, we're reigning and ruling on earth now. And if the government hadn't came back on his shoulders through the cross, it wouldn't have benefited me nothing by him saving him from my sin. Because he know we still have a loose cannon down here, an enemy. That we got to tell him, get back no more. Get behind me. Get off. Leave my children alone. Leave my grandchildren alone and my great-grand. All that God is going to get, leave them alone. Get your hands off of them. Get your hands off limits. But that's should be one of our cries. That was David's cry. That was Daniel's cry. That's the reason he was able to go so far. He cried out, God, you done showed me this, but it ain't happening. It's time for it to happen. This is time. And he began to cry out to the Lord and fasting and praying and said an angel came and taught him on what this means and that means. But we have the Holy Spirit, a teacher. Some people are saying, well, I'm waiting for an angel to come teach me. The Holy Spirit said he will teach you.
Amen.
If he sends an angel to help you out, it's okay. He do use emblems, what we're going to talk about today. I wasn't going that way, but the Holy Spirit took me that way. So know it's important that we bring, this is the age of the Holy Spirit, and we must let him have his way so he can take us to the place he want to take us and do the things that he want to do in our home, out of our home. The Holy Spirit is the key to our life now. He is the administrator of our inheritance. We do have an inheritance. Your uncle didn't leave it. Your aunt didn't leave it. But God left us an inheritance. And the Holy Spirit is the administrator of that. And we must get with him and allow him to give us those things, those precious promises that he has for us. But it's time for us to not only ask him what's to come, but to pray about it. You know, I even had a dream where I saw in this dream that the teaching wasn't being taught that God wants to be taught, to set the people free, to bring them to that realm. And it was about four or five people in the dreams. The first one said, they're not being taught on the church level. They're not being, and the next one in the dream, it was a lot of younger people there in that dream. And this lady was telling the people what they really needed. But that's a level that the Holy Spirit, some teaching that he has reserved for this hour, for this time. Just like for Peter time. When Peter stood up, he said, this is that. I mean, you know, he had a this is that moment. He said, this is that. That the Holy Spirit, it was time release. And the Holy Spirit is moving us into a place of teaching that we can rise and shine. For our light has come. We need to be light in this world. Enough light that people can really see, hey, the truth. Without us rising and shining, the people that's in darkness cannot see the great light. So this is an hour, this is a time that we get serious with the Holy Spirit, get that intimate relationship. And in every instant in that dream, it was talking about the Word of God wasn't where he wanted it to be. And I woke up and like, God, that's a mystery. Why are you telling me? I mean, I'm still praying out some things on that. You know, you showed me, you know. But there's a level that God wants his people to teach on, to bring the people to a different realm of living. When Jesus made that statement that you were talking about early in John 14, that the greater works we were going to do, and I heard one preacher say, I don't want to do the greater works. He said that was a, he was saying it in a voice of humility. I don't want to do, you know, I don't want to do the greater works. I don't want to do, I just want to love. I just want to be in peace. You know, I like, how many people are you leading astray?
Because you bear fruit after your kind.
What was that?
You bear fruit after your kind, whatever type of person you are.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But the Holy Spirit is trying to get a, he's calling us to a deeper maturity. The whole earth is groaning and waiting for that maturity. And the Word of God is the thing that's going to bring us to that maturity.
This goes right here, what you just said. He was talking about, when Thurston was talking that scripture, and you were saying things to come, but also the greater works, we've got to do it now. Well, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Read the next scripture. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Amen.
That's one of the greater works. We're going to start asking, we're going to start getting, and God's going to get all the glory.
Amen. And we're going to start reaching.
He's talking about asking the Holy Spirit for things and looking for the future.
Yes.
And we ask, and you know, what you want. I want that person healed. I want that person saved, you know. So part of it's going to be the body of Christ, not just doing the works. We're going to have to ask for them.
Amen.
And then as we go do the works, we ask for what we want, and we have it. And then the Son's glorified.
He's glorified that we bear.
I have never seen that way before. I always think about Jesus healing the sick, you know, taking out the devils and all that. I've never seen us using our authority of the Word as part of the greater works.
Amen. Amen. It's certainly a part of it. And God wants to, the Holy Spirit is what to us what Jesus was to his disciples. And
yes.
He's the one that's going to bring us into this.
And he'll give us the words to say, won't he?
Amen. Amen. He's going
to
put it in. Amen. Amen. He's, you know, he even allows us to say, hey, when we see somebody, hey, Lord, I want that soul for my inheritance.
Yes. Instead of
we
just,
can do that.
Instead of just witnessing to them, say can, what you want.
We can do that.
I want that soul for my inheritance.
We can do that. It's part of our inheritance.
That's what you mean.
Soul winning is a part of our inheritance.
Yeah, like, so you mean when we get to heaven and like when he's rewarding us? Is that like a part of inheritance?
Yes.
Like the souls that we end up saving?
That's the main part.
So wonderful.
Right. Yeah. So when you're out and even when somebody do you wrong and say, okay, God, I want his soul for you, my inheritance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way the devil meant for bad or, you know, negative.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's drawing you to him.
I mean, yeah.
Confess and want them.
Even when the enemy is working a number on your family or something, just say, hey, God, this is a part of my inheritance, and I'm asking. Give me that for my inheritance. Mm-hmm. You know, I have opened up the newspaper, and I just been led to a person to ask, give me that one for my inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
For my inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that. Yeah. That is open up for us as people of God. We got to use every available thing that the Holy Spirit has given us.
Ask for the Supreme
I've done
Lord.
I've asked the Lord for certain people.
Yeah.
I see it on the light they're going to make. I said, Lord, save them.
But you don't just limit it to people. That's just open to everything that you can ask for.
Yeah, we have a lot of inheritance, a lot of things that we have inherited.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Soul is just one of the things that I.
Yeah, that's the main
just,
one.
But. We have a lot of things that we have inherited.
Mm-hmm.
Just being a child of God, you have inherited that.
Yeah.
That is a part of your inheritance. The man that had two sons and he gave out the inheritance. That was a kingdom.
When you stay close to the Holy Spirit and you let him tell you the asking, you're going to have it.
Amen.
You don't just take it into your head and just fly off, you know. But you stay close to him. And like that time I told you when we was praying that night and Chris and I were away from God and Jenny was praying. She don't even remember. God said, ask what you want. And I said, I want them in church and I want them serving you. In 2 weeks, they were rolling Bible school.
Right.
That's the key. That's why it's so important.
It's so important that you be taught that stuff, Mary.
And to stay close to the Holy Spirit. To know. That's why it's so important to pray in the Spirit.
Yep.
And to read the Word.
Amen.
It keeps you focused. And then when that authority comes, that faith is behind it. Mm-hmm. And then it's what He directs you. Because God knows the hearts and minds of people. He knows whether they'll respond.
He searches the deep things.
Yes.
Amen.
He knows who needs to plant, who needs to water, and who gives the increase. So that's why it's important to be that vessel that hears from Him, to pray in the Spirit, and to know who He is, and not to grieve Him.
That is so.
Ask what we want, and He'll do it. And that's
That is so true. That is so true. Listen, my time is about up, and I hadn't even introduced the third. It's okay. If I put out what the Holy Spirit wants us to get for the moment,
yes,
I can apologize for me, but I can't apologize for Him. Okay?
Okay, I think you see that, Mary.
All right. Praise God. We were going to start on the third chapter talking about the emblems of the Holy Spirit.
Is that one?
The third, huh?
Read chapter 3.
Yeah, chapter 3, the emblems of the Holy Spirit. Emblems of the Holy Spirit. And why it's so important that we learn the emblems of the Holy Spirit and we be able to recognize them and use them as He see will in our own life. See, the emblems of the Holy Spirit is the revelation of the Holy Spirit character. So it's important that we know His character, like the dove. Let me just name you a few of the emblems that He uses. The dove, the seal of promise, act of anointing, oil, fire, rain, breath, wind, dew, water, clothing. All of those are emblems of the Holy Spirit. Now let me tell you, Holy Spirit... Let me back up, and I know I tell y'all this all the time, but it bears repeating.
Amen.
When God wanted to reveal Himself to us, He did it in human form through Jesus.
Yes.
That's when He wanted to reveal Himself to us. When Jesus wanted to reveal Himself to us, He did it through spirit form, the Holy Spirit. We could see Jesus. The people that was with Him could see Him. They handled Him. They touched Him and all that. But the Holy Spirit, we cannot see Him. But He has emblems.
Yes.
That brings us into a realm that we can see. So all these emblems that we called out to you, we're going to take them one by one and study those emblems and let them see how they apply to you to make your life more abundantly. You know, the first one we're going to study is the dove. And He tells us in the Word to be wise as serpent and harmless as a dove. So we see the character of the dove. The dove, let me back up and tell you what an emblem is. An emblem is a symbol to represent a person or thing. It's a symbol. You know, they put emblems on cars so you can recognize the car when they pass by. Mm-hmm. You know, when my children were small, they always played the game. That's my car and that's your car. That's my car and that's your car. And they could recognize it through the emblems.
First, you could probably recognize a whole bunch of them. I still have to read Ford or Chevrolet on it. But I bet you can do it just looking at them. Because he's done it so much.
Yeah.
So we know these emblems, and we become aware of them, we'll know it more. We can recognize the Holy Spirit in a lot more places, can't we?
Okay, repeat that again, Miracle. That bears repeating.
Okay, I don't know if I can repeat it. If we
recognize these emblems of the Holy Spirit.
More, we will recognize the Holy Spirit more and more and what he's doing in our life.
Amen. Because the first time they seen the dove, well, I wanted to talk about the dove from Genesis. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, when I come back to teach again on all of them, I want to start out with the dove in Genesis. And then I want to come back and bring it back to the New Testament. Mm-hmm. When they saw the dove descending on Jesus at the baptism, and how some people didn't know what was going on. But John was the only one that could really recognize, hey, that's the son of, that's the son of God. That's the dove landed on him. You know, other people were just saying, hey, a bird is on him. You know, they didn't recognize the Holy Spirit landing. Okay, Sister Mary, your time is up. But we're going to take them one by one. Because, see, when you see these things, we want you to know that those are Holy Spirit. We want to be open to recognize his emblems and how they work and how they apply to us. Come on, Apostle. But this has just been a good study for me, and I hope for y'all, because we are getting very intimate with Holy Spirit. We know even his emblems. Because mm-hmm. when that emblem descended on Jesus at his baptism, most people didn't recognize. Mm-hmm. And then the Father spoke out from heaven. Some folks say it's thunder, some said lightning, some said, no, that was a voice from heaven. It was where the people were in their walk with God that they were able. But we want you to be able to recognize all these emblems and how they apply to us now, and how, because the Holy Spirit is still using these emblems.
No.
And since you repeat this.